B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
And so on a holiday Monday.
Holiday.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Wow, that sucker's coming quick, huh?
Yeah, right around the corner.
Over the weekend, you know, extended time, you go to a big box store. All the crap's out.
All of it.
Wreaths.
Trees.
You know what? I got some nicely, newly lit wreaths, the big ones. Might slap a couple of those on the house.
You bought them already?
Didn't buy them yet.
Looked at them.
Pricing them all out.
Looked at them.
Yep.
You're pricing them.
Yeah.
You're a competitive shopper.
Yeah.
It's like Beetle with the sandworm. Pricing them out.
Ooh, yeah.
No, there's only one place to get that sandworm. I've Googled.
I'll tell you why. I went to a haunted thing last night.
A haunted house?
Got the hell scared out of me.
Really?
Had nightmares all night.
Nightmares.
You never go to a haunted place where you have to walk through a cross because they say this is the home where the devil is. And then the first scene at the haunted place is from the movie The Nun. Got you going right away.
Which you love. You've watched
scary
many times.
As hell, man. Scary.
You've watched many, many times. Tom Brady this morning is still off. Player's not working today. It looks like from his Instagram stories and such, he's having a lovely family weekend.
Yeah, they'll be in Wednesday.
So he's not working today, but he did do his Monday morning radio interview, and told Greg Hill that he's not going to lobby Rob Gronkowski or Greg Gronkowski, whoever that is. He's not going to lobby Rob.
Another brother?
Yeah, there's like 18 of those brothers.
Yeah. How about Glenn? They need a fullback,
He's not going to lobby Glenn or Rob or any of those Gronk guys. Not going to do it. Saying, look, I love that guy. I'm so happy that he's enjoying his time. I am happy that he's enjoying his life. He seems to really be doing a lot of great things. He knows how I feel about him. I want what is best for him. He is the only person that can make those decisions. I don't lobby for those things.
That's a good answer.
Love that answer.
That's a good answer. Because he already stated, hey, he knows how I feel about him. So maybe the answer's already built in there. Like, you know, you could come back anytime. You go enjoy yourself.
That's only the first
part. I'm not going to call you.
He goes on to say, I have a great relationship with him. He has given actually a hell of a lot to our team already over the course of a long period of time. And I think people should be very appreciative of what he's brought to the team and what he's brought to the region. I think he's a very special guy. He's just in a different phase of his life. Tom Brady on Rob Gronkowski. He's in a different place.
Well, that's a key thing right there.
And I'm not going to lobby him. That is Tom Brady telling you, I will not do that. I love that answer. You know why? Because it just tells you that that he has respect for him.
Or does Tom Brady sit there and watch football weekend and know, I don't even need him.
He's not going to do that to him.
I really don't need him.
He's not going to do that to him. I didn't think he would do it to him. I like it because it tells me that Tom Brady is who we think he is. And he's not going to go crying to Tom Brady like he's been crying to everybody else about his receiver problem.
Tom Brady cries to Tom Brady?
He's been doing a lot of that this year. I mean, that's hyperbole, yeah. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He's been talking about it a lot. But he's not going to call Gronk. That's off the table.
Well, it's an interesting
thing. That's gone. Mike Florio's story, as he told us again, a week ago, that it would take a call from Brady. Well, that's not happening.
It still might, but who knows? But what's interesting this week is N'Keal Harry.
Why do you say it still might if Brady himself says, I'm not doing it?
Because this is the way he feels right now at 6-0, and he just watched crap football all weekend. Like, does he need him? Right now, he doesn't need him, maybe. Maybe that's what he's saying.
Oh, so you think his answer is based on him having watched games yesterday?
I don't think he's sitting there watching games.
I saw his Instagram. He was not watching football yesterday,
no.
Man.
No. I mean, he gets enough football, but you peek at the results. Come on.
Did you see him yesterday?
What was that Field of Dreams thing?
Yeah, what was that? Where were they?
Where is he in Iowa? Where did he go?
Where is that?
Did they go to Iowa for
Little
vacation?
League Field in the cornfield? And is that
around here somewhere?
I don't know. I wondered if it was because it looks pretty cool.
That guy could get on a plane or in a helicopter and said, take me to a cornfield.
I legit thought it might be in New England somewhere and not in Iowa.
It's too wispy.
What, wispy?
The wispy, like the field's too wispy.
The corn stalks,
It doesn't look it. Doesn't look New England-y.
Zoe, I know you don't leave anywhere outside of like 495 very often,
right.
But there's plenty of cornfields in New England.
I mean, does it look New Hampshire-ish?
It very well could be.
It could be. It might be Vermont-ish.
It could be Vermont. It could be a bunch of places.
Yeah, that's right.
I looked at it and thought it very well could be in New England somewhere. I was like, where is this?
See, but like, if you're gonna get in a car,
it could be in Massachusetts. For all we know,
if you're gonna get in an automobile, spend 5 hours driving somewhere, get in a freaking private jet and go 3 hours.
His family was here at the game. His extended family was here at the game, which makes me think it's somewhere around here that they all came to New England for the weekend.
Yeah,
and they're somewhere sort of local,
family trip
within driving distance, because the extended family was at the game the other
day. I wouldn't want to spend 4 hours
Thursday night. They're all at the game on Thursday night. Right? Mm-hmm. See? There's the picture.
That's a sister and her kids, yes.
All at Gillette.
Yep.
Like, they all came into town, and then they went somewhere local this weekend.
Maybe Pub 99. I don't know.
He was not watching football yesterday.
Table 13, please.
So, no Gronk. No Gronk call. Now he's doing Fox. Someone is tweeting us that it might be property that he owns in upstate New York. Does he own? I didn't know he owns property in upstate New York. Did you know that?
Saratoga.
Okay, that would make sense. That looks like a place in Saratoga.
Swanky.
That could be it.
A highfalutin area.
There you go. Problem solved.
Somebody else was in upstate New York this weekend too, weren't they?
Who?
The stadium event in Buffalo.
Oh, Buffalo and Saratoga are not near each other.
Much different, Jim.
Yeah, closer than here.
Yeah, no, it's not close.
Your calls all day long.
What?
Opening drive. Your calls all day long.
You're still mentioning that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Just kind of sets the table, like Jones does. Adam Jones, here, set the table.
617-779-0985 if you'd like to call us on this. No Rob Gronkowski coming back. And this just tells me, you know what, if Brady's not calling him and Brady says he's in a different phase, can we put this to rest now?
No, we're not going to put this to rest.
Can we put it to rest?
No.
Why?
Until he gets something that's permanent, then you'll put it to rest. This is a temporary thing for him. Remember, he's going to do all these different things, right? All of a sudden, is he still on the CBD stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, we haven't heard much about that. No movies yet. No WWE.
He went to TV last week. That was a development.
Did a Thursday thing. How'd that go over? Pretty well.
I don't think it was very good.
Okay,
but he did it.
He did it.
It was his first time. He'll get better.
Yes. No.
How are you? Your first time at doing anything media wise?
Christmas. Terrible.
Games on four. Awful. You want to play Games on Four again?
Games on Four.
Yeah.
Games
exactly.
On, games on Four.
That was his Games on Four moment.
That's true.
Okay. That was Gronk's Games on Four moment.
20 years later, I'm still not any better. So what do you want me to do?
That's a lie. That's a lie, and you know it.
Well,
Games on Four. Games on Four.
Games on Four.
That was Games on Four. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God.
That's not even you. I don't even know that guy.
That's not my voice.
I don't know that guy. That was his game.
Games on Four.
That's Gronk the other night.
Yeah.
He'll get so much better at that.
He better.
The same way any of us have gotten so much better at doing this.
Yeah. I mean, look at Hardy now. Remember when Hardy, he's a DJ, DJ, DJ. Then he started doing a sports thing. Now I turn on, NBC Sports Boston, and he's up there in a nice little salt and pepper jacket with a collared shirt on. Talking football. Talking sports. look at that.
Games on Four. Games on Four.
Right.
Oh, man.
Right. Exactly. Games on Four. That was his Games on Four moment. He'll get better at that. He'll keep doing that. He'll keep pushing the CBD medic. Even his own quarterback won't ask for a back now. And even his own quarterback and his guy and his good friend Tom Brady admits he's in a different phase of his life.
Yep.
I've never been more convinced that he's not coming back. This has a ceiling. This to me seals it today. It does. Eh. Like, all right, this is over. Brady says it's over. Brady says, this is Brady telling us all to move on, is what this is today. That's how I take this. It's a Brady telling us to move on type of day. Mm. He's telling the rest of us to move on with his answer today. No?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it's every time somebody comments on this, it's going to go one way or the other.
617-779.
Until he gets something complete.
0985, the phone number. We do want to talk about the games yesterday.
Oh.
You have some very excited feelings about where the AFC is going.
Right? I do. I think the clapper might be in trouble. I guess.
Oh, that's great. The NFC. But you.
Oh, I know. I got AFC too.
All right, let's talk about what happened in the NFL yesterday. 617-779-0985. And Rob Gronkowski will not be getting a phone call from Tom Brady asking him to come back. That, according to Tom Brady this morning, a reaction to those comments as well. All that on the way today on Zolak and Bertrand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
The ball is at the 27-yard line of Kansas City. Now substitutions as they'll heavy up here on fourth down and three at the 27-yard line. Three receivers left. They get four potential receivers. Watson in the backfield by himself. Fuller in motion to the right. Fourth and three at the Chiefs' 27-yard line. Deshaun puts the leg down. Here's the snap. Watson throwing. And he hits Hopkins for a first down. The game is over. The Texans can kill the clock in Kansas City. What a gutsy call. Fourth down. Watson to Hopkins to drill the knife in the heart of the Chiefs.
Chiefs lose. That gets you excited, Zell?
Oh, yeah. Twice in a row. Texans, at home.
Texans go in there and get a win. 31-24 yesterday, and it could have been more. Could have been more. Deshaun Watson threw a pick in the red zone, which was honestly a bad decision on his part. But they go in there and they win, and the Chiefs lose at home for the second straight week. How does that happen? In your mind?
Their defense is not very good, and they are going through the motions on offense. And I don't want to hear the quarterbacks hurt. Quarterback's well enough to play. Quarterback doesn't run around and make first downs anyway. He's still moving in the pocket. He still's got a cannon of an arm. The tight end's a freaking soft tool bag, okay? You seen enough of Travis Kelce over the last 2 weeks?
Oh,
not that you need to watch him now. I'm tired of the all-pro tight end talk with this guy.
He's a glorified
He's not receiver. A tight end.
He's a receiver.
Yeah.
He's a big-bodied receiver.
He's just a whiny little player. Kansas City can't lose enough, and their defense has gone backwards. Their defense wasn't great last year. They're worse this year. They can't stop the run. They have trouble covering. All of a sudden now, I think power shifted a little bit here. Now, obviously, Houston beat them. But that game in Houston now might be the toughest one left. Might be the toughest one left on their schedule. And I look at it from a segmented schedule standpoint. Jets game's going to be tougher because now they've actually got a little bit of a quarterback. So that's going to be a tough Monday nighter. Does Cleveland scare you still? Everybody's still carrying her? You know what? Cleveland's on the downturn. That coach, he's a moron. A Freddie Kitchens. You watch him call timeouts as his team's running the ball
in. Can I just tell you something, though? Kansas City's offense is not the problem.
Their defense.
Their defense is the problem. It's not their offense.
Well, still, I mean.
I would not look at their offense I look and say at their offense is a problem.
And you could start seeing, you see the motion, the Jets, you know the fake's coming. You know the half roll. You know it's going to be a combo route this way. I just wonder if after you've seen this offense enough for a couple years now, that you're going to be able to defend it better. And I think you can if you have people that could run with them.
Maybe.
Now, Tyreek Hill changes things.
But
he does.
The fact that they're losing is what's
right.
making you focus on their offense and nitpick their offense. Their offense is not an issue. It's not.
But they have no help, and they have no help coming on defense.
Defense is the issue.
People have figured them out, man. Just run it down their throat. If you could run the ball and stay true to the, that's the hardest thing to do in a National Football League is stay true to the run. There are teams that can run the football, but all of a sudden, you know what? We need to be different. We need to make sure we're in the gun. We needed more balance here. It's a pass-happy league. Running the ball effective against Kansas City gets them beaten. Watch the teams that have done it. They're 4-2 now. Now, granted, they're still leading the AFC West because that division stinks. But that's a big one. That's a big one. Plus, you play them here at home. Yeah, Buffalo. Buffalo's sitting there 4-1. It's AFC, man. After New England, there's no world beater. Kansas City should be the next best team. It might be Houston because of the complete football team that they have. Houston may be better than Kansas City. Well, no kidding. So they went in there and won. I know they went in there and won. I'm saying when this year is over and when it's done, you think Kansas City's just going to go on a 7-game run here? No, teams are going to try to run the ball down their throat.
Not with this defense. Not with this defense. Their defense is going to is proving to be a problem for them.
They're in trouble.
They're in trouble because of their defense. Yes, they are.
You come out of the gate 4-0 and you just lose. You lose two games like that at home. If that team's number one or number two seed, you don't lose to the Texans and the Colts back-to-back weeks at home.
Can I bring it back to the Patriots?
Sure.
When you are looking at this team and you have decisions to make about who to add, whether it be in the offensive line, whether it be up front or receiver, tight end, we've talked about this ad nauseum. Who do you want to look at and say, we got to build to beat this team? Is it Kansas City still?
No. No.
That's changed for you.
It's because of the jockeying and the amount of games they're now back. If you're dead even with them, that's who you got to match up to
beat. So you don't think Kansas City's there at the end?
Kansas City has crushed themselves right now. No, I think they'll be there in the end. You may see them in the playoffs, but I don't look at them as now you're jockeying for home field advantage. We don't want to go to Arrowhead. They didn't have a great feeling going into Arrowhead. Now, the team did. Proved us all wrong.
You mean beat them in the standings or beat them on the field?
No, I mean beat them on the field.
That's what I thought you meant.
Like
yeah.
for a matchup. If you have to play Kansas City, what do you want to add? And my thought is you've got to add that guy up front. You've got to add, and that's always been my
offensive
thought.
Offensive line for yourself.
Yeah.
Isaiah Wynn is still the number one guy.
Right? See, but I still don't trust Isaiah Wynn to be healthy for the entire year, for good reason.
Guys are going down left and right here. And
For me, if you're going to Kansas City, you want to control the ball and do exactly what you did a year ago, and it's going to be even worse for them this time around. You keep the ball away. They can't look at them. This is what's killed them this year. The defense can't get the ball back from Mahomes.
Yeah.
You saw it in the game last week against the Colts. You saw more of that yesterday in the second half against the Texans. He didn't have the ball. And when he did, he was making mistakes, and the offense wasn't operating at a high level.
It is amazing you didn't hear about the ankle injury until he started making some mistakes.
Oh, well, I mean, that's because he's a darling.
Did he limp off? And then
no, he was rolled over on, and then all of a sudden he started doing bad.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's never thrown off his back foot to begin with. You know? Yeah.
Right, because he's never made any of these trick throws.
Look away. Ooh, hey, look at this. Watch this. I look this way.
Right,
this.
I mean, he's never done any ridiculous
can't do that when you're hurt.
Off-balance, wrong foot. You know, it's, come on, give me a break. It's not about him being hurt. That has nothing to do with it. It might have a little something to do with it, but it's not the reason
why. I'm sitting here killing him. Mahomes is a great player. Okay.
Right. I'm telling you, the offense is not the problem there. It's not the issue. It's their defense. It's all about their defense, which is why, again, I keep going back to the offensive line. But you don't think they might be the team at the end anymore. We're only six weeks in. Is it still early?
6 weeks is still a good chunk, dude. Two more weeks, man. We're going to be sitting here next week talking about midseason stuff.
I know that.
Seriously.
I know.
It's coming quick.
Do they have
That's a pretty good sampling now. This is no longer
fixable problems.
I don't think the Chiefs do.
But everyone
their
else
thing
does?
Is they got to see that. I think the Chiefs are built to play out in front. They're a front-running team. They got to get the ball, go down, score. 7-0 first drive. And teams panic, and they think they got to get in a throwing match with them. And that's where they get them. No, the teams that get down, just keep running the ball. Stay true to it. You don't have to go throwing a ball over the lot to compete with the Chiefs. And you know, maybe Matt Patricia really figured this out at the end of last year, where they say, well, what was the big game plan, and how did you figure things out? Was it just New England AFC title game? A little bit was how Detroit played them at the end of last year. And teams are starting to see that now. You got a Houston team. They play well on the road. And you got to go down to Houston in a couple weeks. Well, that's a tough environment. That's a, it's an indoor stadium. It's loud. It's noisy. Defense will get after you down there. And Watson's a problem. Deshaun Watson's a good damn player. And they got the people on the outside to run. They got skilled people. They really do. I like guys like DeAndre Hopkins better than guys like Tyreek Hill. That's more of flash in a pan type
stuff. Hopkins dropped the ball. Hopkins dropped the pass at the 2-yard line yesterday, right before that pick was thrown in the red zone.
Yeah, great.
How much did they pay him a year?
A lot.
See, it's not always great when you have those high price receivers. They don't always do the best.
Yeah.
They're not always the best.
I'd rather have him or Sammy Watkins. I'd rather have him.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That was one game, obviously, that stood out yesterday because the Chiefs losing in back-to-back weeks and Houston winning their game. That was a shift that I thought the Chiefs were going to bounce back. And I say I have one bad week.
That was a must-win for them.
It sort of felt like an early season important game.
Because they're not
stupid. I wouldn't call it a must-win. Come on.
Well, what they're doing in Kansas City is what we're doing here.
It's week six. There's no must-wins in week six.
Well, they're watching New England. Now all of a sudden they know, shoot, we lose this. We're two games behind New England already.
So what?
This early. That's tough.
It's 6 weeks in. You got 10 more weeks to go. 10 weeks to go. 2 games in 10 weeks is not a lot. A lot of football left to play.
How are we doing our picks yesterday?
I don't think we did very well.
I hit mine.
Especially considering that the Chargers lost at home last night. Stop telling me the Chargers are good, Zoe. That's over.
2-3.
That's over.
What an embarrassment.
The Chargers suck.
What an embarrassment for this league, huh?
They stink.
That was a home play, a Steeler game.
Devlin Hodges. Devlin Hodges on the road gets the win.
Going duck hunting with his dad.
Of course he is.
Redneck, love that.
There's some redneck who came out of nowhere, is now winning NFL games on the road.
Throw the football, blow the head off.
Whatever.
Ducks. Love it.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Come on, Dad. Let's go sit next to the pond, shoot stuff in the
water. So the Chargers are no good. You can cross them off the list of AFC contenders. They were on the list at the start. They're out. Pittsburgh's season is down the crapper. They're gone. So we're going to put, after yesterday, Houston's in the picture again.
Houston's
but
in
they
the
never
picture.
Were out. They were never out.
No, they were never out.
I don't mean
out.
To put it like that.
Baltimore's still staying true to what they do. And Buffalo.
And the Buffalo Bills.
Defense.
Who continue
Defense.
To win.
Yep.
And despite numerous tweets and reports yesterday, they are not the 2 seed. In the AFC, people,
right.
You cannot be a 2 seed if you are not a division winner. That's not how it works.
Boy, doesn't that suck?
They may have the second best record in the AFC. That does not make them a 2 seed. That still makes them a 5 seed. That's what that makes them. They're a wild card right now. You cannot be a 2 seed as a wild card. They are behind the Patriots. The 2 seed would be the Houston Texans. That's how that works. So that's what you got right now. The Patriots are the 1 seed. This is still way too early, but that's how it works. Okay? Buffalo hanging tough. Buffalo is still in the mix.
Look at their schedule. There's a lot of winnable games on there for them if they just play decent football.
There are. There's a lot of winnable games on that schedule for Buffalo, which means they're going to be sitting around with a decent record and they should be a playoff team.
Sadly, I think the one thing that could kill them, and it's the most important position in the league, is quarterback. If that team could have
help. Which is why, though, as much as you say Kansas City may not be there at the end, they very well could be there at the end.
Oh, this kid will.
I'm not counting out Kansas City based on this loss yesterday.
I'm not counting them out. I'm saying jockeying for home field.
Oh, okay.
I said they're a playoff team.
Well, no, I'm saying when we get to the AFC title game.
Oh, yeah.
Very well could still be.
Well, I wouldn't want to be one of those divisional teams.
Kansas City.
Host them.
You know, it's Kansas City, Houston, maybe even Buffalo. Long shot, but still.
I'll take Buffalo.
No.
That quarterback, I will give me Buffalo every day, 4 days out of four.
No, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't? Out of all those other teams?
Over Houston or Kansas City?
Yeah.
You think Buffalo's going to go on the road? And beat one of those teams?
No. I'm saying give me them to play. I'd rather.
Oh, of course.
If I'm New England and I got to play one of these
teams. I thought,
teams,
like, give me them in a betting
round,
sense.
Bring
like,
Buffalo
oh, I'll
in
take
all day
Buffalo
with that
to
quarterback.
Win.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Speaking of what we were talking about, which is adding to the Patriots roster, possibly at receiver, a couple of things happened yesterday. One was Stephon Diggs had a big day. We'll get to that. Also, another guy got hurt. And speaking of hurt receivers, one could be coming back soon. It's N'Keal Harry, but I want to get to some interesting comments made both at the end of last week and more this morning. Seeing a developing story here as it relates to N'Keal Harry. We'll get to that coming up. All of that on the way after headlines. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
First and 10 Vikings from their own 38. Cousins from under center. Straight drop. It's another deep shot. Diggs. Center of the field. Caught on the run. 20-15-10. Touchdown! 62-yard touchdown by Stephon Diggs. He wants more. Deep. Diggs. Inside the 5. Touchdown! Stephon. Formation, play action, Kirk straight drop, pats it, fires, caught, Diggs, back in the end zone, touchdown! Stephon Diggs just hit the touchdown trifecta.
We missed Diggsy on that post at the end of the half. Thought about apologizing to him, but apparently that's not the way to go around here, so I guess my days of apologizing to people are over.
Stephon Diggs had himself a big day for the Minnesota Vikings. Oh, casually had 3 touchdowns and 167 yards receiving. Casually. And the Vikings go on to win. They beat the Eagles yesterday. Pretty sure the Vikings are not going to trade that guy. Pretty sure that his production has not declined as a result of his unhappiness there in Minnesota, has it? Has he dropped off? Is he pouting his way out of town?
No.
Nope. That looks dead.
He just wants to win.
Well, he's putting that...
Doesn't mean he's not tradable. I think everybody, you know.
Well, everyone's tradable.
Yeah.
But why? What would be their motivation to trade him?
They're 4-2, and they just beat the Eagles.
They're 4-2. They just had a big win, and he was a big part of the big win.
I agree with you.
So he's not going anywhere. They got asses in the seats there, Zoe.
Yeah, people in the seats, but you could get a lot for this dude. You could get a lot for this guy. If
so Gronk's coming back, and Diggs still could get traded here. That's what you're saying?
I think Diggs could still get traded here. Sure.
And Gronk still might come back.
Well, just because he has one good game and they're 4-2. Oh. Hey, come on.
I just want to keep a running tally of today's show. That's all.
If there's an internal problem with a guy, that just doesn't all of a sudden, hey, you know, everything's fine. Everything's good here now.
7 for 165 and 3 touchdowns helps. That helps a little bit.
I thought it was 167. Did I have that wrong?
67. No, you're right. Yeah.
167 and 3 scores.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, after all of his, you know, sort of drama there, he's not shutting it down. He's not quitting. Tells you who he is as a player. He's not a quitter.
Right.
He's not.
Makes me want him more.
He's not being that guy.
Right.
Nope. He's going out and playing. So good for him. Yeah. I don't think they're going to trade him because he's not letting it impact him on the field.
Right. They shouldn't. They shouldn't trade him.
And I don't think they're going to. They've shown no willingness to engage in that discussion, and he's still going out and producing, and they're 4-2, and they got a good win, and now they've got, I think they're on the road next week. They're at Detroit next week.
Yeah.
And I don't know, man. I don't think that's happening. I think Diggs is out, so kiss that one goodbye for now, unless their season falls apart. But right now they're in good shape. They're trending up. He's trending in the right direction. He's not getting traded anytime soon. Trade deadline's only a few weeks away.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it would have to fall apart real fast, and I don't think it's going to happen. So there's that. Also, Emmanuel Sanders left yesterday's Broncos game with a knee injury. Did not return.
I'd say that one's more off the table. Yeah.
You want to...
Yeah, I don't want damaged goods, plus the age of the guy. Yeah.
And it's a lingering knee injury that's been bothering him, and now he had to leave the game.
Yeah.
They say he should play Thursday, though. The team says they expect him to play, or one of the reporters said the team expects him to play Thursday.
Okay, even if he does, you've got to factor in now. You're talking about a guy with a chronic knee problem, something that's... he's got a knee injury that's bothered him for much of the season.
It's the last thing you want, right? I mean, like,
do you want to bring another guy in with knee problems? Like,
no,
another...
I'm tired of the damn knee issues. Like, a little iffy with the knee. No,
he's going to play through it, right?
Like,
he's going to stay on the field.
No, but you've already got 2 banged up receivers.
Right.
You want to bring in another banged up receiver?
They call them the bang up guys. Yeah.
Is a banged up Sanders better than Jacoby Myers right now?
I don't know that.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Myers at least catches the ball.
I'm really not sure how much more that would add if you're talking about a guy who can't play in a second half of a game.
Myers is every day.
Or is week to week where you don't know what his status is going to be. I don't know.
I feel like Amendola was like that banged up guy that just always played. Yeah. He was effective.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Why can't Sanders be that guy?
You've got a good point there. You do have a good point there.
How quick can Sanders get on the same page with the quarterback the way Amendola was?
And then there is this, as it relates to the Patriots bringing back N'Keal Harry. Do you want to hear Josh McDaniels from...
So this was McDaniels last Thursday.
Friday, I thought.
Friday, okay.
Friday on his conference call. Josh McDaniels has this to say when talking about Jacoby Myers. Not about N'Keal Harry, but talking about Jacoby Myers. And just keep N'Keal Harry in mind like maybe we did when we heard this.
Jacoby's worked hard at a lot of areas of his game. You know, he works hard in practice. One thing about Jacoby's out there every single day. And Jacoby hasn't missed any time in the spring or in training camp or during the season. And so, you know, when you're out there and available in practice and you work hard, you have a chance to improve. You know, footwork is certainly an important part of playing the position of receiver. You know, and he's really tried to work at complementing his releases, his stems, the top of his routes. You know, there's a lot of things that go into getting open and creating separation for a receiver. And for a young receiver.
Okay. So he says that the good thing about him is he's there every day. He's working, right?
Dependable. Yeah. We can count on him.
Do you want to hear about what has been said about N'Keal Harry now since that point?
Sure.
In comparison to that? And so you heard there, like, yeah, well, the thing to remember about him is here every day. And you're like, well, is that a shot at someone? You know, is that when he says that you got to remember that about him, like as if someone else is not putting in the work or is not giving full effort. I don't know. It's a very cynical way of hearing it or listening to that. But now that we have context here on Monday, I don't know that it is that way, very cynical, of listening to that clip. Here's what Bill Belichick said today about N'Keal Harry. Physically, he needs to be able to show he can go out there and participate competitively at the practice level that we're at. Hopefully, that's where he'll be. But we'll make our final evaluations on that before we put him out there. He needs to be able to go out there and practice competitively at the practice level that we're at.
Well, he hasn't done that. So this week is the first day he's allowed to do that. So the only thing he could go off is just a little one-on-one stuff he's been working with trainers, right? So now he needs to get out there against a pretty damn good defense and show he can do it in practice. Or that tells me he's not going to activate his ass. This isn't just, hey, you're the number one pick. We're just going to throw you out there. That's a message to the player. It's putting in his head. You better get out there and you better compete in practice and show you can physically take it.
McDaniels on Harry this morning. He's a talented kid. He's got a long way to go.
Oh.
N'Keal flashed things we've seen. This is a tweet from Mark Daniels. N'Keal flashed things we've seen from him. He's a big guy. It's exciting to have an opportunity to continue to work with him. He's got a long way to go.
Long way to go and flash. Flash, when you flash, it means you only do things every once in a while, but you see something there. You don't want first-round picks to flash every once in a while. You want to get every damn day, every damn snap. You want to be Edelman. Bust your ass every play. That scares me.
You want Gunner to flash.
I want Gunner to flash. Very good point, Jim.
Coach Belichick on N'Keal Harry, if he will start practicing. If he's ready, yeah, we hope he'll be ready to go.
Boy, they're really downplaying us, huh?
We hope if he's ready, yeah, we hope he'll be ready to go.
Is this trying to, like,
I mean,
is
that's
this a little poking of the toughness?
It feels like they're prodding the player a little
bit. Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
This sounds like it's a concentrated effort here.
That feels like the 1-2 punch. McDaniels and Belichick are publicly prodding the player. Hey, kid, get your ass in gear. Let's go.
Get the bumper stickers. Hashtag, we'll see.
Well, I don't know who his agent is, but Rappaport just popped a tweet about Harry.
Oh, what did he have?
A potential big lift coming. The Patriots are expected to have N'Keal Harry back at practice this week as he works back from injury reserve, I'm told. So is the agent maybe seeing these quotes and being like, all right.
He's coming back.
No, he's back.
No, right? I
don't know where that comes from.
He's texting a reporter going, I don't know what this is all about. He's coming back this week.
Well, Rap Sheet's looking at it too, saying, okay, this is a target week for a lot of these guys. He knows this across the league. I wouldn't read much into that. I'd read more into the comments by the two coaches that sit in a room with him.
It seems like Belichick and McDaniels are telling him to get going.
Let's go.
He's got to prove he can physically take it.
And they said, well, mentally he's been able to keep up, but physically not so much. It has been, if I could summarize the comments that I've read from both of them this morning. Physically, yeah, not quite. But mentally, he's been able to keep up with the repetitions.
Who was it years ago that, Zoe, you kept saying you can't make the club from the tub? Who was that we talked about? This was probably 7, 8, 9 years ago now. Was it Dobson?
It was Dobson.
It was Dobson, right?
Yeah.
They kept pushing him to get out there because he could never make the field.
Yep. Aaron Dobson.
I would say this is not encouraging, though, on the N'Keal Harry front. Not encouraging.
Thank you, Jim.
617-779-0985. I promise, we'll go right to your phones next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Are you ready? All right. Everybody now.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five. Zolak and Bertrand from Gillette Stadium on a holiday Monday today.
I'm gonna have to bring some meat in next week. Hang it in here.
It's
with
like
us.
A locker,
or else maybe we could faction a
6-pack of cola.
Like a fire pit, like here, you know, like a Survivor man, like
yeah.
Michael Scott did. Rub might a couple to sticks together.
Bring down a space heater. Leave it here for the remainder of the season. Let's go to Pete in the car on the Chiefs. Hi, Pete.
Hi, Pete.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking a call. Great show. Love you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just go back to that game yesterday. Beetle, I agree with you 1,000%. Every time you looked up in the second half, it seemed like Houston's run game was getting to the second level on almost every play, particularly Deshaun Watson. And then for you, Zoe, in a couple of weeks when they go down there, I am a little concerned right now as to how they're playing. And how do you go about stopping Deshaun Watson, if anybody else, because it seems like he's playing at a pretty high level right now?
Yeah, he is, and I think, you know, it's always been with them. It's that third and short stuff that Bill wants to keep him out of. Third and three, third and four, that's where Watson's going to run. But he's predominantly in a shotgun. He likes throwing from the pocket. He's a really good pocket passer. And that's the thing. Here's the thing. Do they have a spy for him? And that's something they don't think they had last year. I think right now, you could take a guy like Jamie Collins with that front, kick Hightower outside and kick Van Noy outside and sprinkle in Winovich and go with your athletic front and have Collins spy him, meaning Watson on that third and short stuff, or even Patrick Chung. You have a multitude of guys now that you could go to because of the depth that you have in your front that you really didn't have last year, or even more importantly, the year before. You have those pieces now to combat both these guys with that. Same thing with Mahomes. The trick with Mahomes is keeping in the pocket. His big things, his big plays happen, you know, when he's outside. Even look at that long touchdown to Hill yesterday. It's just get outside, stop, chuck and duck it, and fire it down there. I mean, the play's defended. They just go and they make plays. You know, Watson's a guy that wants to stay in the pocket, but he'll run when he has to.
Mabel is in the car today.
Oh, tough day for her.
Ooh, Cowboys are falling apart
today. You ready to fire your coach yet? I mean, we've been talking about this 3 years now, Mabel.
Good morning. How are you?
Mabel, you know you have a good team there now.
Okay, so this is what I'd like to chat about. I don't want to talk about how much we suck. I don't want to talk about the fact that there were penalties that should have been called last night. I don't want to talk about hurt players. I want to talk about the future.
You guys got four consecutive calls that helped the Cowboys at the end of the
right.
game. Mabel, every call you got.
The future. You've got a good team right now. Yeah. You're letting it go to waste.
So this is my question to you, and I really, really value your opinion because I enjoy listening to you guys.
Thanks, Mabel.
So when they don't make the playoffs and when Jason Garrett gets fired, my question to you guys is who wants to come to Dallas, number one? who is going to deal with Jerry Jones? Number two, who is Jerry Jones going to go after? Number three, and is a new coach next year going to change the players, and are more players going to want to come to Dallas? And if Jerry Jones doesn't hire somebody that's not a puppet, the Dallas Cowboys will continue to be the Dallas Cowboys who will never make it to another Super Bowl.
Right. Yes.
So
the problem is you're already paying these people. You got to pay Dak. You already paid Zeke. Nobody's calling it.
Okay. They're trying to tell you this for years, man.
But get ready. They're getting ready for a guy like Kellen Moore.
I understand that, but as far as a coach goes, would that not be a prime place to coach? Like, wouldn't the coach in the NFL want to go there?
Bill Parcells went there until he found out that the owner can't stay out of the locker room.
So what you're telling me right now is that Jerry Jones is never going to let a Tuna back there. He's not going to let a Jimmy Johnson. He's not going to let a Bill Parcells to go back there. And when he does fire Garrett, if he even chooses to fire Garrett, he's going to get another puppet in there, which is not going to do any more good for the team.
I think here's what you're up against too, and I think once that transfer of power happens to his son, which who knows, and what ultimately that's going to come down.
Right.
But you're not wishing for Jerry to go anywhere. You know what I'm saying? But Jerry's never going to relinquish that. So you're going to be stuck in this flux as long as Jerry and Steven can control whatever coach there is down there. I mean, he does interviews from the locker room post game. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, no,
it's absolutely
I know.
Ridiculous.
It's just, it makes me upset the fact that there's talent there. And it's just, if the team sucked, and I know, Beetle, you just said to me, you got a good team. And I know that.
This should be your year. Today, this should be your year.
I understand that, but it's not our year.
You got no business losing to the Jets. None.
They're 0-4. That was supposed to be not a gimme game, but I mean, it was supposed to be, okay, we got this because we have the Eagles next week. And now, Sunday Night Football, we have to go against the Eagles in their house and be humiliated on a national audience on Sunday night. I mean,
Jerry had the balls. If you guys got beat badly Sunday night, I think it could be a tough week on Garrett.
Think you'll fire him in season?
There's a couple.
You won't fire him in season. What's he get to replace him with?
Put Marinello. Elevate the coordinator. See, Kellen Moore's
still put Kellen Moore in there.
Oh, this is he's the next Garrett. Get ready for this crap all over.
They'll be afraid Kellen Moore might get a head coaching job somewhere else.
Oh, God forbid a McVay or somebody leaves us. Oh,
they'll get stuck like Freddie Kitchens.
Right, Freddie Kitchens. Yep.
Interim guys are the worst thing you can possibly do.
There's a couple Lombardi's got him too. A couple gifts of Garrett clapping, and the defense is coming off the field, and he's out reaching out his hands to high five guys, and everybody just walks right by him, like they don't even want to deal with Garrett. Guy's a figurehead, puppet, clapper. Sorry, you know what? Take my play sheet. You ever see him look at his play sheet? It's always tucked right here in his back, right here. Puts it right here in the pants in the back, so he can do this, clap. You can't clap when you're holding the play sheet.
Okay.
Greg Williams coached his ass off against him yesterday. Guy knew everything. Knew when we were going to throw it. You know what he did? He blitzed. He brought too strong every time it's third and long. You know why? Because you're going to throw hot into it. You're never going to pick the first down up. Dallas couldn't freaking adjust to that. It's pathetic.
617-779-0985. There was a disappearing flag in the Chiefs game yesterday.
Oh, you saw this, huh?
Yeah, I didn't see it live when it happened. I missed this part of the game in the second quarter when it happened. And I tried to catch up, and I saw the clip of it on Twitter, and I didn't understand what the big deal was.
Al Riveron having him on himself day again.
And I'm now fully understanding what exactly played out. And now I understand the outrage about it. I didn't fully understand the outrage. Now I fully do understand the outrage. We want to get to that quickly among some other NFL items here as we get closer to Read and React at 11:36. All that's on the way. No commercials here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.